known Charlie for, I don't know, 40 years perhaps. He was one of a great musical family from County Leitrim up there, Kilty Clogher. And myself and Mona and our colleague Greg Daly had the hospitality of Charlie and his wife Sheila Tim down in Clydale a few years ago when we were researching some early recordings made in 1960 in which Charlie appeared. Wonderful musician, wonderful composer, songwriter, writer indeed, because he published the book, his musical memoirs. He's a fiddle player. He was a piano player. He left school at about 16, he told me, and he went to Liverpool and managed to pursue a career in Liverpool University, where he took out a PhD, a doctorate in nuclear physics, of all things. So I don't think there were many fiddle players who had doctorates in that type of a faculty. Lovely, quiet man, very much like his late brother Ben, and he learned to fiddle from Ben. Ben was a good few years older than him. The family, of course, overall, and their children, Charlie and Ben's children, are all musicians, recorded musicians, I might add. He was recognised a few years ago by T.G. Carr, where he was awarded the Composer of the Year. Many people will associate him directly with traditional music, some of his reels and jigs that he composed. But he also composed several orchestral pieces, suites of music, which will live on long, long after he has gone. Personally, I sent my condolences to Sheila. Sheila Leart, a great traditional singer, of course, from Connemara, and indeed to Charlie's children, Sean Donald and Eilish. His music will be remembered and played for a long, long time.